What up, what up, what up?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's the new year.
Are we saying Happy New Year still?
It's our first episode of the new year.
Man, we halfway through 2023. It's June, Doc. Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome to the first. It is the first episode.
It's the first episode.
You know why it's tripped us out? Because we've had two church services.
Right.
You know, and in Jeff's case, he has seven church services because he's on that new old school joint. Hey, Pastor Kidd, how you doing? To everybody who is tuning in, welcome to Religiously Incorrect.
Thank you so much. We love to see y'all. We are brought to you by Phillips Care Training with Mike Phillips. He's ready to get you right. You know it's the new year. You know y'all ready.
You got it right. It is the new year. You got it right.
Y'all ready. It's time to go. Matter of fact, I need to go and see him myself. I'm trying to lose 50 by 50, April 27th.
Did y'all hear that? He said 50 by 50.
50 by 50. So I want y'all to keep me on track. Ask me every week how much I've lost. And I'll probably lie to y'all. I lost 20 already, Doc.
But the Lord's been blessing me. It's because he's on that stuff. That's what's happening. If you do lose with him, be like, hey, y'all know he on that jump, right? You know, Pastor Jeff. You know he on that stuff.
Hey, whatever works at this point right now.
Right,
Doc.
Right. Well, it's great to be here, man. It's great to see you again. Be back in the studio with Big Mike, Pastor Jeff. It's just a beautiful day, a beautiful time.
Yeah, we got Big L in here.
Yeah, Big L in the house, hanging out in the doorway.
Yes.
Hanging out in the doorway.
It's room in here this time.
It's room at the cross.
The new studio is room.
We got a whole new studio.
Come on down to the fire.
He's over there on the center's bench. He's not ready to get close to the fire yet. Hey, Lady Dela Cruz, Rashad, Happy New Year, my brother. Sister Sherry, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sister Sherry. All right, now.
You're officially Mama Sherry now. You Mama Sherry. You there.
She's been Mama Sherry. Mama Sherry had Mama hats at 13.
She was wearing church hats to middle school. Kara, so good to see you all. Make sure you like and share. This is the year to spread the brand, spread the word, let everybody know that we are out here.
So
like
what's the slogan? Is it 2023 is time to be free?
It's a new me in 2023.
Yeah, you know they made.
I haven't heard a whole lot of them.
I haven't. Hopefully people didn't get tired of them.
Well, we've been talking them down so bad the last couple of years. Yeah, and the people out in the world.
Like, we don't want Pastor Jeff and Pastor Todd talking
exactly.
about us.
Exactly. Yeah, trust me. I bet you they're saying that too. They're like, hey, they always talk about us. But no, it's great. You know, the older you get, I don't want to say it's less special. I'm grateful for the new year because the older you get, the more grateful you are because, you know, tragedies are commonplace, all kind of diseases. People are slipping away, you know, I mean, so that's real now. Like I said the other week, I was like, them songs, I used to just be on the organ, like playing. Now I'd be up here crying like, it's for real. All of my life. God's been good. So another year, man, it's a great time. But we've had news, Pastor Jeff.
We have.
So let's start with the most recent. Hey, Elder Carter, the most recent this week was Damar Hamlin.
Yeah.
The Bills player.
Big ups to his family. That was.
Yeah.
That was wild, man.
I was sitting there glued to the TV that night. And I can't remember. This is the gentleman who plays for the Buffalo Bills, for those of you that aren't aware, who was severely injured. Freak accident, it appears, as far as not even the type of hit that you would associate that we've seen.
Right.
People like the Ryan Shaziers of the world. And what was the quarterback that broke his leg that time? Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Yeah.
You know, but apparently severe chest heart injury that they're saying that now it was a heart, you know, event.
I'm going to tell you right now, as many hits as Jameson took today, I think.
Listen. He got something.
I'm surprised.
And
Lord.
The crazy thing is, we are grateful that now we can lightheartedly talk about this because the gentleman has come back to consciousness, woke up. He has his full cognitive function.
I heard he was on Instagram.
Where else would you be? She's 24. He's 24. People are basically like TikToking their own deaths now. So, I mean, what, you know, so, yeah, I mean, where else would you go? You know, that's the hilarious thing. Like, hey, yo, I woke up. Where my IG at, y'all? Where my TikTok
first
at?
First thing I want. I want some ribs in the IG.
In the IG. I'll call my grandma later. But first I got to shout out my followers. But we are grateful. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been this happy for somebody I do not know.
Right.
At all. From Adam. Not even invested in him team or fan-wise. But just grateful to see this young man was not a tragedy.
I think that was it, that he was such a young man. 24 years old. I mean, I was just, yeah. It was such a freak accident.
And from Pittsburgh, by the way. From the Pittsburgh area. Yeah, okay. He played for Pitt.
Okay.
From the Pittsburgh area and decided to stay home and play for Pitt, and then he got drafted. And so praying for continued recovery for him. But,
now,
you know.
Have they given a actual reason or the cause?
There's a name I can't say. I can't think of it, but it's called a heart something, where they say that there are electrical currents every time your heart beats. And if you take a blow right in between a beat, literally.
Wow.
And it has happened with hockey players take a hockey puck to the chest. It's happened with some other hits. Somebody in the wrestling world, I forget who it was, might have been Jerry Lawler.
Okay.
You know, Jerry the King Lawler, the old wrestler dude.
I watched the old stuff.
Anyway, he said, I know what that is. If you're a wrestler, you know what that is, because they take a lot of shots flat on their backs and, you know, against the turnbuckles and all.
So it wasn't the COVID shot like everybody
Man, listen,
saying.
So that was, let's talk about those before we go, before we dive out. Two things. I was on Twitter as it was happening. Following the Twitter kind of thing, the number of, and they were mostly MAGA conservative people, immediately putting up needle emojis and saying vaccine stuff. I mean, as it was happening.
That's horrible.
As it was
that is horrible,
happening.
Man. That's
I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care if it really does turn out to be, you know, I don't care. To do it like that in the moment. To know that people are so obsessed with that is sickening to me. It's sickening.
And well, speaking of MAGA.
Speaking of MAGA.
Let's switch gears. How crazy.
Kevin McCarthy?
Was Kevin McCarthy. First of all, he's a thug. That is one of the most thugged out.
Is he a thug, though?
He moved in without getting voted in.
He did get, listen.
If that ain't no thug, I don't know what else is.
You know what I would call him at this point?
What's that?
Reverend Dr. Kevin McCarthy. Because that sounds like a black preacher move to me. Like, yo, I done preached 3 sermons up in this joint.
I'm the pastor.
This is my church.
Y'all forget emeritus or whatever it is.
Right. Reverend Doctor said, I'm the pastor. I don't care how many times y'all got to vote. Y'all just keep coming back and just win them old deacons over.
218?
That's how many votes
they
needed.
He needed my fault.
It took 15 votes.
15, yeah.
And I'm sure, again, there's got to be a black preacher out there like, man, 15 votes ain't nothing. It took me 32 votes to get in here.
Right.
But I've never seen, and people will claim now it's all part of a plan and they're united and this, that, and the other. But did you see at the very last night, they almost came to blows. Like one of his allies who looked like, this cat looked like he was the fighter in the frat group in college. Because he just rolled up from the side on that Matt Gaetz dude and just went in. But the craziness is, I mean, the dysfunction of government continues.
I mean, although he gave away so much power.
He gave away everything.
To get in. I mean, what's really the point?
He was putting people's kids on committees. I think they put the Confederate flag up over the Capitol. You know, they probably already pardoned Donald Trump.
Well.
Because that's what this is all about. You know, that faction, 20 of them roundabout.
Well, yeah, and it's the fact that, you know, it's a dysfunction in that party right now. There's a dysfunction.
You got to call it what it is. Yeah, you got to call it what it is. I don't agree with politics on either side 100%. But I am just given to people who are at least somewhat dignified, even if I disagree with you.
Right.
At least operate with a certain type of dignity. And I can live with that. It's literally making me wish for the days of like Mitt Romney and John McCain.
Yeah.
You know, people who I didn't Sarah agree Palin. With. No, not Sarai. You know, she lost her own election. She had to run for Senate, I want to say, or Congress. Really? And she lost. I think she lost to a Democrat.
Wow.
And she lost. So she's, you know, she's out the picture, man. People just don't like her. But it's just so dysfunctional and crazy, man, where we're at with this. And, you know, and then the sad thing is he has to get up and not only make these promises, but he has to also toe the line on the craziness. Because we know what he got up and said when he first got up and made his little speech at 2 a.m. in the morning when they finally did this, is he gets up and says, my first three agendas are basically to not fund the IRS like you plan to do and hire agents, which, by the way, not to be, it's not a political show, but they're not hiring 87,000 people this year. Right. They're replacing people who are retiring and building up call centers, because if you've never been on the phone with the IRS, maybe some of these rich folk don't know what it feels like, you know, not being able to get through when something goes wrong. Then he says, of course, immigration. And the third thing is that stupid word to stop teaching any wokeness in school. That's what he's giving his speaker speech about. And I even said in front of my parents, even though they somewhat agree, what wokeness? What indoctrination?
There is none.
It's garbage. And so I don't think that would be his main, or maybe it would be, because he was right. But I think that knowing that the hard right is all over him, he's got to push that line.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He's going to.
Yeah, man. But it's so much going on in the new year. There's so much we're looking forward to in the new year. And that's what we're going to talk about today. New year, but old me.
Yeah.
But before we do that, it's time for Meme of the Week. First one of the year.
Meme of the Week.
Welcome to Religiously Incorrect, ladies and gentlemen.
Meme of the week.
Thank you. Send us your memes of the week.
Meme of the week. These are all jokes.
You should have chosen already. Whoops. What do we got? Our society is careful not to offend anyone except, well.
Hey, you know, we've come to that.
The Lord.
We will not offend anyone and anything except the Lord.
He's fair game.
Yeah.
He's fair game. Oh, but can we be clear? The only God we are okay offending is the Christian version of God. Because I have yet to see a whole lot of Muhammad jokes.
Yahshua Messiah.
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
I never get it right.
I never can.
Hamashiach.
Somebody going to put it in the
text. Somebody's going to type it. Where's Dr. Bowie? Dr. Bowie knows.
They're going to tell us we're wrong.
They're going to tell us we're wrong. But for real. And maybe that's our fault. Because in a way, Western Christianity does come off as cartoonish.
Soft.
Not taking itself seriously.
Right.
I mean, what was that last thing we saw before Christmas? Did you see that video of the Christmas production with the drummer flying through the air?
I think you posted.
I posted that. Yeah. With a drummer on like a zip line.
That's absolutely
flying nuts. Through the air.
Zip line.
but then that other guy preached in about the rapture or something a couple of years back, and he was on a zip line like talking about how they were going to be raptured. So you don't find this stuff in a lot of other religions, at least not in our psyche. We don't see it. If it's out there, we're not seeing it. But that's a part of how ingrained, because you know, whenever something like we just said about DeMar. There's nothing we won't joke about as a society unless there is a very strong barrier or group of people who are saying, no, that's off limits.
Right.
And Christian folk ain't that people.
Right. We're not going to say no. We're not going to have any backlash. Nobody's going to stand up. Oftentimes, we won't even stand up in a regular conversation at the restaurant.
No. You can
more or less over social media, more or less, you know, we don't have that backbone.
You could bring a cross out and, like, break it over your leg and stuff. And
not over your leg.
Pour goat's blood on it and set it on fire, and we wouldn't say anything. But, and then black people, we're even worse. And we have to admit that. Because I know that, in, at least in my view, let me put it like this, in my view, humor seems to be just a default setting for black people with everything.
Right.
And there's nothing that's off limits. Nothing that's off limits. And so, but there's a certain phase of it that's ours. Like, we're allowed to joke about this, but you're not.
Right.
We understand these inside jokes, cultural context or whatever, but you don't. But on the other side of it, you know, that does leave us open to sort of losing any seriousness about anything that happens, you know, in our culture.
I mean, it's all over. You know, we talked about it, I think, on the last episode. We can't say suicide. We got to say unalive.
Now, I, you know what? Since that episode, I've seen the word suicide in a bunch of different articles and on Twitter.
I mean, these are...
I think your wife made... No, what I'm trying to say is I think your wife made that up.
No, I don't think... I think somebody else talked about it.
Tiffany
I don't think. I don't think it's...
I don't care if it's your birthday. You made that up.
I think it's so much. You know, I mean, I go to trainings now where, you know, it's literally you have to use your pronoun. You have to use I recognize as he, him. It's like, but I mean, and they're serious about it.
You have to, or people choose to.
I mean, it's what's common. It's what's customary now.
Now, see, that's where I would become like, I'm not doing that.
I didn't, but it is what's customary.
Because if you don't know I'm a he, him, then I got other ways of showing you.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So TikTok wants you to say unalive. All right.
See?
All right.
Not just Tiffany.
I accept it.
So say unalive.
Unalive. Pastor Kidd, he, him.
Say the nine.
How many words do we have to say a sentence these days? This is why I support the Stop Woke Act. This is why. I probably know some people who do. Happy New Year, Pastor Tatum. Happy New Year. Tell my man, Reverend Kev, we said, hey, it's good to see you. I don't know how them Giants worked out. They weren't doing too great. When I left, they were getting beat up on by the Eagles.
After we lost, I
yeah, Jeff has nothing else to say. Jeff has nothing else to say.
I'm done. After just before we move on, just
because we're deep into this show.
Let it be known. Let it be known that I am officially done with Cleveland. I'm done. I'm officially done. I'm serious. I'm done.
You got to burn a jersey live on air.
I cannot do it.
You know,
I got
every other year.
I got several jerseys.
You got to burn a jersey live on air.
I got a Baker Mayfield jersey I can burn. Yeah. I got several jerseys
Baker
I can
probably
burn.
Burn that jersey. That ain't nothing. Nah, you bring that Miles Garrett joint up in here.
Oh, Doc.
Well, you know, we won, but we lost. You know, as right. Terrell would say, but it's a win to me because we started 2-6.
Right.
We started 2-6. We had the laughing stock. Glenn said, go Cavs. That's all y'all got your hope in
right,
now.
Right.
That's all y'all got your hope in now. And I won't even cheer for the Guardians because I want Chief Wahoo back.
All the baseball team. I keep on forgetting that they called the Guardians.
Yeah, man, who you telling?
Like, what team is that?
I thought that was like the Christian Football League down the street or something.
That's Bishop Wagner's new team. They always have some
the
nice
Calvary
scenes.
Guardians. No, they were something else.
Sons of Thunder.
They were Sons of Thunder. There it is. There it is. All right, y'all. We are deep into this show. We are far past our normal time, but it's the new year. We can do what we want. You know,
it's our show.
It is our show. Right?
That's right. We can say suicide on this show.
See. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We do want to thank our sponsors, the Phillips Care family of businesses, even though we do not have the graphics on here. Phillips Care Lawn Care, as well as Phillips Care. What's the other one? Now I'm forgetting.
See?
Phillips Care LLC. And it's not home improvement.
It's snow removal.
It's
grass
lawn care,
cutting.
Snow removal.
They do houses. They do all kinds of stuff.
Hey, if you want to be a sponsor on this show.
I'm sorry, Fernando.
If you want to be a sponsor on this show and be forgotten about what your business is, come over here to Death Row. Phillips Care Cleaning. Phillips Care Cleaning. Commercial and residential. It's the new year. We ain't done this show in like a month. You're right, Jeff. I was depending on the flyers. I was, because you was doing it without them. And I had to have the flyer.
And I got mine right today.
Phillips Care Cleaning and Phillips Care Lawn Service. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be today.
You're going to learn today.
You're going to learn today. Hey, hit him up online at Phillips Care LLC and call my man Fernando Phillips and let him know that that show that didn't know who he was sent you. So anyway, our subject is
New Year.
New Year.
Old me.
Old me.
Old me. I'm almost 50. Old me.
She said, stop drinking that ice. Hey, Tanya, it ain't ice in there. That ain't ice. Something else. I was a to-go margarita from Applebee's. Okay. So we all know New Year's, New Year's resolution. Here's something I'm grateful for. I'm seeing less and less people bash people who make New Year's resolutions. But I'm wondering if I am A, seeing less people bash the individuals who make the New Year's resolutions, or if just less people are making New Year's resolutions, or did I just block everybody on my Facebook and I hate what they say around the holidays? Because they always did. Those are the same people that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. Right. So I might have blocked all those people.
Well, I mean, you know, after 40, 50 years of making the same resolution and you ain't stuck to it, I think at some point or another you say, you know what, I ain't going to make it this year. Because, listen, Facebook will check you.
But who has the time to hold
people do
to your resolution,
Listen, I'm telling you. Remember, and I'm about to tell on myself.
Go ahead and tell on yourself.
Remember I was going to do that Christmas weight loss thing.
You did.
I was going to do that Christmas weight loss
thing. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And I came to work and I don't know what I have. My wife had brought me some KFC or something. And I walked in and one of the girls working with me, Gina, was like, I thought you was on it, you know, just like they would check you.
That is true. Because I told people, remember I was on my little water diet. Uh-huh. And I started walking around with Pepsis again.
So once you say it.
Yeah, they'll check you. So people are making them less because, yeah, we can hold people accountable. And maybe this is the feature because Facebook is our thing. Facebook memories.
Yes. Yes.
Because Facebook memories will humble you real quick, man. they will tell you about all the goals that you have not yet met and everything you have not achieved. And I'm, you know, so that'll humble you real quick. Mm-hmm. But we still look at the new year as a new start. We still preach it. I don't care if it's not a cliche. You're right, Pastor Tatum. They have them, but they're not mentioning in case they don't follow through. That's right. And then if they do follow through, and let's say you're not down 50 pounds, you're down 60 pounds. If you didn't say a whole lot on Facebook, you would say later in May, I made a goal for myself.
Right.
I set my heart on this and God is good, blah, 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 blah. And if it doesn't happen, you just say nothing.
You don't got to say nothing.
That's the way it goes.
Flowing with it.
But what are the main categories of self-improvement that we normally attach to the new year? What are the main categories?
Well, let's start. Obviously, you know, the one meme that's really funny, and I even saw Pastor Mike, he preached it. You know, we go be in the gym, getting in them people's way.
We're going to be getting in the way, getting fit.
Getting fit. You know, you got that. And then the next one is really becoming more spiritual. Now, a lot of it is not going to church. Is becoming more spiritual though.
Now, you know what? That is true. Mm-hmm. And because the culture has shifted and changed to that, the idea of spirituality that's not necessarily church based, I've been intentional, like going in on
I've saw that.
And I'm going to continue, by the way, you can't steal this. I got to trademark it, even though somebody probably will. I call it hashtag Black to Church.
Black to Church.
Black to Church. We need to get Black to Church. And that's, you know, somebody already like cussed me out on TikTok. Like, man, F you, Pastor, they ain't going to Black to Church. Like some random person that hates church, I guess, you know. But you're right, spirituality. But, I mean, I think this is a good time. I really do. Because everything runs its course.
Yeah.
And honestly, the spirituality thing is getting more stale, not for the people who are genuinely pursuing, but people who are just like chasing a trend and using it as a casual excuse. I think there are some people who are feeling that emptiness, like, yeah, I probably need to get around some people again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I need to get especially back. When.
Or I'm going to die soon. I need a place to have a funeral.
Especially you know? When your year, you know, these last couple years have not been.
Or I missed them crackers and juice.
Not the crackers and juice. These last couple years have not been friendly to anyone.
No.
With COVID.
No.
With RSV, with all the political drama that has gone on.
Vaccines. Fake news. Absolutely.
but I think that people are looking for something bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
Bigger than what's been the norm. And I think that, you know, whether it is, you know, like Pastor Todd said, black to church or just, you know, white Catholics. I think some you need to go
white
somewhere.
The church.
Hey, I'm saying I'm not putting a, you know, specific gender, you know, wherever. You just need to go somewhere and find somewhere, get somewhere.
Right. No, and I feel it. And I think that here's how far along we are in this, Pastor Jeff. Going to church sounds like a fresh idea.
Wow, and that's sad.
Going to church.
That is sad.
Sounds like doing something different. Church used to be the default thing people would try to escape from because it was so traditional and stale to people. Now people are like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something real radical.
I'm going to go to church.
I'm going to go to church. You know, I'm going to do that. So, okay, you got the physical fitness. You got the spirituality. Then there's the finance. I'm going to save more. I'm going to watch this credit card, you know.
That's right into your income tax card.
Right into your income tax
card. You know y'all following them right now. Y'all H&R Block.
Man, I got that advanced.
Liberty tax right now.
Liberty tax. I mean, buy here, pay here. So, yeah, I mean, that's the financial thing. I'm going to do better. And you can't help because that's one thing. Taxes will humble you too. Because taxes, will humble you either in how much you didn't make or how much you made and don't have to show for it.
Wow.
Like, whoa, I can't believe I went through that much and we only achieved this much or don't have. I've been through that.
Stay out my finances.
I'm coming down your row.
Yeah,
hey, I'm coming down my row
find
too,
my
man.
Address.
If I'm stepping on your toes, I'm stomping on mine. I mean, that's just the way it's going. But that's it, man. Then you have like relational type stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, you got people like, I'm not taking anybody with me in 2023 that really wasn't for me. Yes, you are. yes, you are. Hey, listen. Old dude will be by Valentine's Day weekend.
Are you coming over now because it's tax season?
Hey, he's not
you
even
know
waiting.
He ain't getting none.
He's not even waiting for Valentine's Day. He's gonna come over with some Martin Luther King flowers.
Not Martin Luther King flowers.
He's gonna knock on your door at 2 a.m. talking about, I have a dream.
I got a dream, baby.
I had a dream.
That one day all my little stepkids.
I mean, but that the friends. Toxic relationships, self-care, self-love.
Yes.
I'm going to take more vacations and breaks. You know, I'm going to take care. I'm going to pamper myself. I'm going to take time to myself. I'm going to unplug social media fast.
Yeah. You know, be lying with that. Y'all be lying with the. So y'all be on that green light. Be on that green light. Be on.
You be on a different page, a secret page you got.
Using somebody else's.
But here's the thing, Pastor Jeff. So how does that translate to our lives? I mean, because let's just be honest. Pastors, as quiet as it's kept, we are natural skeptics and cynics. We're natural skeptics and cynics.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have watched the same people.
Right.
Make the same promises. Because it's almost part and parcel of the religious experience.
Right.
That spirituality and religion in a part and in a way is about making promises to do better and to be better. With God as your help, the Holy Spirit as your guide. And we see the realities of the struggle. That what sounds good on paper and what looks good on a post, what comes down the aisle.
Absolutely.
Right? What comes down the aisle and the emotions of the moment, the excitement of the moment. I mean, people can come down, you be shouting, bucking, da da da, crying, falling out. But there's this little thing called reality.
Right, right.
You know, and so how do you as a pastor wrestle with knowing that you're leading people who are making a promise and there's a cliff down the road? And to be honest with yourself, you're a part of that because
absolutely.
A part of that is a commitment to you as a minister. And you know they're not going to, I mean, you count down the days like, all right, it's March. Y'all should be leaving now. Maybe you'll be back. You know, like it's the end of January. Peace. See you at Easter.
Well, I think one of the things we have to do is, and I don't mean it to be skeptical, but we are not the savior.
Okay.
We cannot have that savior complex that, you know, because oftentimes we'll feel that it's our job to keep them in church, or we have to do this. We have to make so many phone calls. And there is a part of ministry where we have to try to close the back door and make sure that people continue to come. But it's also, we can't put the onus on ourselves as if, you know what I mean, since they stopped coming or they don't show up or they joined and, you know, they joined at that New Year's service and all the hype was there and they ain't been back since. And now all of a sudden we feel bad. And I think that's one of the reasons pastors are so, you know, topsy-turvy. You can go crazy trying to figure out what can you do better? What could you have done more to keep them?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
If they want to be here, they're going to be here.
And that's true to a point. I can agree to a point. I do agree, though, that there are some things we can do to capture the hearts, not as Pastor Kidd says, the Holy Spirit's job, like I got your heart, but the attention. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest, if we're doing some things in church, and I want to talk about this in a second, but if we're doing some stuff that's whack and we haven't been relevant and they're giving us another try.
Absolutely.
As a part of their promise to themselves and their resolution. And we're in the same boat we were last year. Kind of saying the same mm-hmm. things, going in, and all this kind of stuff. I've got the scoop on that. The answer is negative.
Negative. Y'all don't watch the Feral podcast, please.
Right.
Their number's about to plummet. I decree and declare.
but on the real though, we got to recognize, because don't you find yourself doing this? Okay, let's be transparent. Do you not find yourself shifting a little bit in the way you present and preach when you know you've got new faces in front of you?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you're trying to come with something that's going to be relevant to the people that are making this game of it. Like, I'm going to try to get back in here. So you know who you're dealing with, and it's almost always, it's not some 90-year-old person talking about I'm going to get back in church. It's usually like the 30-year-old mm-hmm. or the 50-year-old, you know, that person around our age range that's going to try to get back in this. So I find myself like being a little more, I don't want to say hip, but like a little bit more relevant, mm-hmm. a little bit more like, because the crowd in front of you, by the time you get to the end of the year, let's be honest, crowd in front of you are your faithful few, and you can just go in on Jesus dying and getting up the crowd every week, and you'll be straight.
Absolutely.
This is religiously incorrect. We can't tell the truth. And we will shout every week off the same thing. We would. These people come in, it might be new to them for a minute, but they'll get tired of it. Plus, the last few years, we have been in heavy competition with a million different Facebook and YouTube clips where they can get all the New Year's encouragement and life guidance they can handle.
Absolutely.
You know, and maybe they're not looking for that from us, but I know that there's a pressure, whether we want to admit it or not, there's a pressure for us to, I hate to use the word entertain the crowd. I tried to purposely this week, I preached on morality, probably the worst early year subject to preach on. Literally, I preached on like we need to be more moral people. But a part of me said there's a grasping you can do, catch people's attention, make them think that, you know, you're going to be there and touching the issues of their lives. Or I very well may have a short window with a large group of these people.
Wow. That's a good
so
outlook.
Let me say something very substantial.
That's a good outlook.
Let me bring something to their mind that. And we had a little result. We had some people come forward, you know, and that was wonderful. But it also reminded me that maybe you don't have to give the fluff. Maybe people aren't even looking for that. Maybe they came because the reason you make a resolution is because some things weren't right and you want to get them right. And you need somebody to help you remind, you know that, yeah, there's some stuff you got to fix. And in church, we've gotten away from that big time. You know, it's just all new year, new me, blessings and favor and victory and da da da. Great. But yo, your behavior is way off kilter.
Right.
You know, so I think there's a place for that in the new year for us to touch into that. But also, it's also a time, I think, not just for inspiration, but for involvement. Like, if I could do anything that I'm going to try to do this year faster, is not so much try to entertain or engage or get the attention of people, but try to get people involved faster.
Right.
Like, before we get out this first 30 to 45 days of church, I want to get a few people who were not plugged into anything plugged into something.
Well, and that's where I wanted to switch gears and talk to you about, because even today we had an installation of officers. And so I guess my thing is having those who have already been in office for years actually walking alongside those who are now coming in office,
right,
and making the transition easier. And I think that's one of the things I think I've watched so often is, now that you're out of that office, what else do you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, you're not retired. You don't leave church.
You know? You can't tell them that. Yeah. They're over there. They're like, I ain't the president of the usher board no more. Let me go get this mimosa.
Yeah, it's like, you know, go sit by the pool. I mean, I don't see you no more just because you're out of that office.
Listen, the number of people that are tied to their function is amazing. Or you can't stand to see it done without you. Mm-hmm. Or to watch somebody do what you wouldn't do.
Or even maybe do it better than you did. Yes.
Yeah.
And now you're mad.
Talk about bursting your bubble.
Now you're mad. Like, yeah, I had that idea too, but no, yeah, right. you didn't follow through with it.
I would have did that.
Yeah.
I was working on that before you even came. Yeah, but that you're right. Having people walk alongside. And those of us, and that's another game. We keep talking about the back door of the church, like people join the church and don't stay, da da da. But you mentioned another back door, and it's the back door of leadership. Mm. It's the back door of, because I'm not the president or the board leader or the committee chair anymore, I basically go like inactive, like defunct.
Right.
I'm off to the side now. I made myself invisible. And we lie. Everybody who ever steps out of office, while somebody else steps in, be like, I'll be your biggest cheerleader. I'm going to be right there beside you. I'm going to help you along. You can call me with anything. Anything comes up. And we're not telling the truth, man. I mean, that's just garbage. It's lies and garbage. As Mr. Clean, Richard White would say, it's lies and garbage. But yeah, so that's that. Like you said, leadership.
Yes.
What are we going to do new and different? And that, to me, turns a corner, because the church makes resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Pastors, we have a theme for the year, mm-hmm. and it's usually based off of not just, I mean, some pastors are, you know, it's just, hey, this is the year of favor. This is the year of warring in the spirit. You know, I set a standard for prayer. Like, prayer is our kind of thing. We've gotten away in some ways. I don't want to say, don't know if it was ever like the way we understood, the way I was raised, fervent in a prayer kind of condition. So I want to get there, but it's just like being personal. You see a deficiency and you're like, okay, we're going to push in that direction.
Right.
But there's a lot of other things that go along with this, because as pastors, you can't help but reflect on your accomplishments or achievements or progress and lack thereof as well.
Absolutely.
Just like I would do with my finances, just like I do with my weight, just like I would do with my relationships. I'm looking as a pastor like, dog, we got to get on that building project.
Yep.
Dog, I got to get this sanctuary painted. Man, I got to get this youth ministry back up and going. You know, whatever it might be, you know, and whatever. So then you start putting yourself on it to get it done, and you put a pressure on yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Well, for me, I literally just went with rewriting the story. Mm. And because oftentimes the public narrative of your church can enable people from even wanting to be part of.
Right.
So I think every church, you know, where are you at now as opposed to where you were? This is a different day. This is a different me. This is a new pastor. I'm not the pastor that has been We don't have the people that were always there.
Yep.
We're trying to move in a different direction. But in order to do that, I think oftentimes it's not up to us to change the chapter. It's not up to us to turn the page. It's not up to us to, you know, continue with the climax. Sometimes you got to close the book on what was.
Wow. Preach, Pastor Jeff.
Open up a new, tell a new story.
Preach.
What is Progressive doing now? What is Second doing now?
Correct.
You know,
and man, I mean, we all know religion, and particularly the church, is a place where people live in the past, whether they intend to or not.
Right, exactly.
They live in the past, past glories, past victories, past achievements. And it's not that, in one way, it's a function of we intended when we did the thing. If I did something right now, mm-hmm. if I had the blessing to do something significant right now, let's say we added a wing on to the church or something like that, we would put a plaque on the wall. We would say, never forget the people who worked on this.
Right.
We would put people's names on doors and do all this stuff. But the fact of the matter is that sort of sets the stage for the next 30 years that we'll be stuck to this because we made this never forget, you know, like mm-hmm. hashtag never forget. Well, now you get it kind of trapped and never forget. And like you said, it makes it hard to rewrite that story. Because now someone will feel like, well, what was done is insignificant or irrelevant, or you're trying to erase us.
And I think it has to, everything we do ought to be biblical. This is religiously incorrect. And Paul said it best when he said, forgetting those things which are behind. That, now, you have to understand, this cat had all kind of accomplishments.
These were victories.
These were victories.
Yeah, right. These weren't like your heartaches.
Right. His sins and his regrets and all. No, he's saying everything I've done, I count as done.
Right. Yeah, right. So I mean, there's changes you gotta make. I mean, like a progressive, y'all gotta take them Confederate statues down y'all got outside the church. That Robert E. Lee.
You know Sonny goes to my church.
Ain't
nothing Confederate over there.
That'd be hilarious. No, but for real, I mean, We do have New Year church. And you know what? This is a good time for a segment. This is a good time for a segment of our New Year church resolutions. We need to have some New Year church resolutions. Okay? I have a New Year church resolution.
Okay.
Pastor Jeff.
I'm scared to know what it is, but okay.
Take them dried up Lysol wipes. That's been sitting on every pew
2 years.
For 2 years that ain't got no Lysol left in them. Take them dried up Lysol wipes that are just glorified toilet paper now and throw them out.
All right. I got one.
I got one.
Every church, and I don't care whose church it is.
Don't care whose church
every
it is.
Church got a room with an old CD player or old cassette player.
Double tape deck.
Yes. Get rid of them. Get race over. It's not coming back. Look, Larry. No, you got one.
With an old pair of headphones from like elementary school with the little wind up cord. Man, we got a record player in our church.
Not a record player.
Yes.
Not a record player.
We got a record player.
45.
All right, New Year's resolution. This is New Year church resolutions. If you still got some fans that are been used so much that they're bent in the middle and they flip-flop over every time you wave them, throw them out, call the funeral home, and get some new ones.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Get some new ones.
And they'll give them to you. They'll bring them to you.
And they don't have Martin Luther King on them anymore. They have Cardi B on them. Cardi B and Offset, their family picture is on the new. These are new age fans. Hey, they're trying to reach out to a new generation.
Listen, here's another one. If your choir robes used to be white, but now they are beige-ish. They are beige. And
sand.
You know, those old choir robes were heavy.
Heavy.
That's why nobody want to get rid of them because they're so heavy.
Listen. If your baptism pool hasn't been drained in 3 years, skim the algae off the top, call the EPA, all right, put on hazmat suits and drain that sucker and put some new water in that joint.
Oh my God.
Okay, put some new water in that joint.
Oh my God. This is too funny.
I got some more.
Go ahead.
I got some more.
Come on.
If your organ still got that one broke key.
Oh my God.
You got that one broke key that sticks up. And it's cool because the guy that plays there knows how to work around it.
Yeah.
But then you mess around and get like a guess. You're like, what? Okay, I got one more. New Year resolution. New Year church resolution. This is about to hurt somebody's feelings. If your church pulpit still got that plexiglass screwed to it, thinking it's going to keep COVID from getting out the preacher's mouth to the people, unscrew that sucker and set your pulpit free. Because I'm still seeing churches with that big glass. And it didn't help, and it ain't helping. Uh-oh. Y'all send y'all New Year church resolution.
If your pastor has been at that church for several years, and the sermon he gets ready to preach, half the people know what he gonna say.
Yeah, listen. Go back to the well, brother.
Go back to the well.
Go back to the well. They got you. They pointed out the back of their Bibles.
They know exactly where you gonna go.
And finishing
for that
your
certain
point.
Day.
Finishing your points for you. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness, I was about to say. Lamar said, if you got some old dusty fake flower arrangements around the altar, my grandma made them flowers. They got a layer of film on them. They used to be roses, not her daisies.
They have some churches.
Okay.
They are at some churches.
We have this so I can talk about it.
Go ahead, talk about it.
If you are still using those white stone pillars as decorations in your church from the 90s, those flower stand stone pillars, mm-hmm. them Carlton Pearson pillars from Woman Thou Art Loose 95, take them down, throw them out. It's over.
It's over.
The days of the Greek temple church pillar look, it's over. It's done with. You know what I'm saying?
It is done. Right. Todd would say, if y'all still doing mimes.
If y'all listen.
If y'all still doing mimes and flags.
Listen, if you're still, and not just, okay.
Stop, just stop. Don't get yourself in trouble.
No, I'm going to get in trouble. If you still paint your face like dead presidents. If you're still painting your face like dead presidents to do the mime, or the Jason mask,
or the white Usher gloves.
Usher gloves? You know, you sew your grandma's gloves. Give her gloves back.
Oh,
these
my
are New
goodness.
Year church. We're trying to help y'all out. We're trying to help y'all out to turn over a new leaf. Listen, trustees, maintenance men, listen. If you still got that one squeaky pew that you have not fixed,
my God,
you know it's only a matter of time before the wrong person at the wrong weight. I've seen it happen.
Our problem is everybody want to heal the broken hearted, but won't know how to heal the broken pew.
Heal the broken pew.
Heal that.
Go to handyman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop trying to lay hands on us. Lay hands on that door that only opens up the wrong way.
Stop piling up hymn books beneath that seat to try to shore up the bench.
Pile up the hymn books.
Piling up hymn books, old hymn books and Bibles. Stop that. Stop it. That's all I'm saying. So these are our New Year's. These are just our New Year.
We're just trying to help y'all.
Resolutions.
It's coming from a place of love.
It's coming from a place of love. Pastor.
Love and laughter.
Love. Pastor, if you still got that mirror over the baptism.
Oh my goodness.
I'm playing. But we need New Year resolutions. And it's healthy.
It is.
It's healthy to look at things that are working. And that's the thing, like you said, turning the page. If you still got that Goya olive oil bottle sitting up on the Sam's Club joint.
Goya olive, it be there too, boy. It be there, the big one. I'm loving the big jumps.
That's the Sam's Club version, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yeah, I mean, we got to do something. I mean, people got us down to a science. Obviously, we have us down to a silence.
Absolutely.
You know what? You know what? A pleasant thing I have at Second, and we've been blessed to do this, whether it's music ministry, you've done renovations, whatever. I like it when people who haven't been to church come in and be like, it's not the same.
Right.
Because they had it down. Mm-hmm. Or they thought they did.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's still going to be a song and a sermon, whatever, but that you can put some freshness and some newness on it and make it, you know, that to me, that makes me feel like something, you know. And I do take even the jokes to heart, because I'd be like, yeah, them pillars need to go. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a joke. I'm like, yeah, you know, outside of, I think, a holiday, I think they put poinsettias up. I'm like, nah, we going to hide them joints.
And let's just
Pompeii, if it's Kojic. Kojic uses Pompeii. Dude, we never explored that. Do denominations have their own oil brands that are more holy than others?
And let's just be honest, you're gonna have that member who's been there for a long time upset about,
mad at everything,
the change.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, it at the last ministry I was at, and honestly, I like to do it here. I don't know if I'm, but you know, those chairs. Those pulpit chairs,
yeah. It's tough.
It's you know, people, they associate that with, I don't know what they associate it with.
They're holy chairs, man. I mean,
listen, I'm 5'5".
Just feet be dangling and stuff. We got to put a stool beneath them. No, but you're right. We had a similar situation. You saw it. Mm-hmm. We had, it took Minister Moore, our boy Jimmy. It took him, he just leaned over one time and the whole bench almost, like, you know, went with him. We were like, yeah, you know.
It's time to go. Let it go.
It's time to let it go. You know, same thing with the pulpit. That sucker almost fell on me one time. Did you see the video of that preacher trying to holler and the pulpit fell on him? Mm-mm. This should have been meme of the week.
Wait a minute. I got to go. Listen.
Uh-oh.
Pastor Todd, nah.
Uh-oh.
Came from a church. Y'all know what church he came from.
He came from a church.
He came from a church.
It was on wheels.
And Pastor Todd decided to put his podium on
wheels. That was a good idea. Until it wasn't anymore.
We had to move it out the way. We kept on having to move it back and forth. So
I almost pushed that mug smooth off the stage one Sunday. Smooth off the stage.
Can you imagine it? I mean, it was locks on it, but if you forgot to put those locks on,
God. It's over. Yeah, it's over. I think that's Sister Rosetta sent it to me. But yeah, so, yeah, I mean, you need change. You need change, but all change isn't good change.
Absolutely.
All change is a good change.
Absolutely.
So,
and I mean, even now, that's one thing that I think I saw Tanya say. She talked about the old hymns. I think some of those old hymns need to stay.
Oh yeah, I'm not throwing hymns.
Now there's some of them that, I mean, all right, you know, but there are some great old hymns, and I think
all day.
I think some of them ought to come back.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's 2023, and I need my brothers and sisters in the music ministries to read the culture. Mm-hmm. Read the culture. We are in a classic era right now, and I think a New Year's resolution for music ministries are gonna be: you cannot hip the church to death. We've tried graciously.
That is a word. That is a word.
We have tried graciously. You need a variety, and there's a lot of great music. But right now, it just is what it is. And you can play this, y'all ain't ready for a new sound, a new anointing. No, we're not ready for you and your garbage.
Right.
You know, but there is there's a lot that you can mix and match, some beautiful things. But it's just a classic era. So a new year resolution sometimes means going back, because hey, when you say you want to lose weight, a lot of times it's I want to get back to my figure,
right.
I want to get back to having the money I had, I want to get back to. So in the church, there are some things that, quite frankly, we are trying to get back to moving forward, but also recapturing certain elements. It's just where we are. And I can sense it. I don't claim to be super prophetic, whatever, but just to feel the culture of the church and the broader culture around us. Pastor Jeff, I've said this many times, you know, I'm the youngest pastor in the city, but I'm actually one of the more traditional pastors as far as what I value in the church. Now, I'm probably untraditional in how I connect and do the social media, but I'm pretty traditional. I'm not losing very many people in the broader culture because you walk in our church, we're singing a hymn to start, choir's singing, and the average age of the choir is 50 or 60 or whatever it might be. Trust me, even the 30 and 40-year-olds are like, yeah, I want this anchor. Yes. I want to be here. Yes. Yeah. And some of y'all need to catch that.
I'm
going to
tell you, did you watch the Kirk Franklin Star Spangled Banner thing?
I did not, I didn't watch Lil Kirk.
Listen, first of all, Kirk bigger than a mug right now. I don't know if y'all saw the video.
Yeah, he's swole, man.
Swole up.
Kirk on him, he's worried.
But I mean, I am not the Barry Bonds patriotic, stuff. You know, I was in the service, but I'm not that patriotic.
I'm definitely
but
not.
Listen, dude remixed it. And I mean, he killed it, but I'm like, is it relevant? Why? You could see Biden was up there like, yeah, I'm not feeling this at all. Right. You know, I'm not feeling this.
MAGA probably loves it. MAGA people.
I mean, I think there's just some things that are not meant to be remixed.
Some things aren't meant to be remixed. Yeah, that's a word. Some things were not meant to be remixed. That's a good thing. But yeah, I mean, so let's be clear. Even my dad used to joke. You know, we used to sing these songs. I looked at my hands and my hands were new. Looked at my feet did too. Nah, it's the same old wrinkle hand.
Right.
Same old wrinkle hand. Same old wrinkle feet. What are you going to do with it? You know what I mean? Our churches did not, no matter what our theme was, no matter what we prayed about, you did not walk into a new progressive when you walked in there on January 1st.
Absolutely.
I did not walk into a new Second Baptist. Our members are generally the same. Our struggles are generally the same. Our buildings, you didn't turn into some magical palace.
Absolutely.
Which again, you have to be careful about that. You know what I wanted to put on Twitter before we go? What I wanted to put on Twitter, so many people are making the transition. Now, we're not just doing screens. We're doing LED panels. And I'm watching some peers of mine who I love. And I think they've got it and they got the money to do it because God bless you. That stuff is expensive.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting here like, does this work for everybody though? And what happens if you make this kind of investment and it don't float? Are you just satisfied to say that you did it? Or were you hoping it would produce something? It's like, let's be honest. If you made a commitment to live a healthier life and to exercise, does that mean going out and buying $10,000 worth of exercise equipment?
Absolutely.
Or does it mean just going and paying $10 a month to Planet Fitness for 3 months and seeing how it shakes out?
Or how about just eat less.
How about you do a push-up?
Eat healthy. Yeah, right. You know.
Put your fork down.
It's simple.
I got to exercise for you. Put your fork down. Do 10 fork downs a day.
And you're right. I said it, and I think, I don't know if I've done it on TikTok or one of them. You know, those 60 seconds in between 12 o'clock and 12:01 are not magical.
They're not magic.
You're not going to all of a sudden have a desire to pick up a book and read more.
Right.
You're not going to all of a sudden have a desire to go to church. Your husband isn't going to magically show up at 12:05 and you're about to get married. You know what I mean? Change happens because you want it to happen.
Correct.
Change happens because you work at it and you try and you become better and you become more strategic and more financially stable. And you maybe take some classes, you do some things. Listen, new year, new you, new year, old you, that you have to work.
You got to work. You're absolutely right.
There are no elevators to success. You got to take the stairs.
Woo-wee! And with that, the doors of the church are open.
Let we appreciate the church see.
Being back at Sunday night service.
Yes, sir.
I told my wife, do you know that religiously incorrect is basically the only Sunday night service that exists? This garbage of a podcast is now. I literally said that.
Hey, now watch your tone.
Like,
watch
right,
your
I'm tone. Just saying.
Watch your tone now, Pastor.
I'm just saying, like, I told my wife because we were talking about change. And I said, Shamika, do you understand that we are literally living in the era that we will be able to say we remember when almost every church has Sunday night service, and now nobody does almost.
Nobody.
I think I can name maybe one or two churches in our entire city, if that, that have a night. And I said, I don't even know if that's a good thing. We like to vaunt it as a good thing, but I don't know. Time's gonna tell.
Time's gonna tell.
You know?
So what I would suggest is you tell everybody to watch this.
Watch
Sunday
us. We're the only church option at this late in the hour. But that's it.
Would y'all like us to be more preachy?
You think they want more preaching?
You want more preachy, or y'all like to?
Jeff preaches
flow.
Enough.
Y'all like to flow.
You slip in at least three sermons every show.
So crazy.
I don't know why you're saying that. I'm the one over here on my way to hell in a handbasket. You over here like, I forgot to make this point this morning. Let me get it in. But hey, by the way, I got one more suggestion that we haven't done in the past, if Big Mike would allow. If you have a subject that you'd like us to tackle, you want to know Pastor Todd and Pastor Jeff's take on something, and maybe we haven't hit it yet. Maybe we have, but because it's been a few years and those shows are kind of in the archive, we can like double back.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure there's a fresh perspective now.
Oh, yeah.
Than before this whole pandemic stuff started, and we've made so many changes. We've grown as people. You know what I mean? So I think we can do, but I need y'all to help us, all of our faithful, loyal followers and viewers. We need y'all to spread the word, tag people, share the podcast, share the page, tell people to like it. Dress code. That's a good one. I actually got a text about that. What's your dress code at your church? I said, I can't believe I'm being asked this.
Wow. And especially in today.
In today's world. I can't believe I'm being asked. I was just surprised. I wasn't mad. I was just like, wow.
Anything up, please.
Yeah.
We got a few minutes. If y'all got something we all want to talk about, please put them up there.
Let's talk about how Janice didn't have nothing to say about the Steelers today. Because we actually won. I thought she was at least going to give a dig about us missing the playoffs. But I didn't see that either. So now,
don't worry, Janice. We good.
At this point, my fandom of the Steelers is completely predicated on making sure Janice don't have nothing to talk about at the end of a Sunday. That's my entire goal.
Wait a minute now. This is y'all first time beating us in three tries, right?
Yeah, technically. Yeah. You go back to Ben's last game that y'all won. Mm-hmm. Technically.
Yeah. So we've been doing well.
Y'all like 2-40. Okay. All right. So that play the Michigan role now.
Right.
He said, there it is. They put the heads up on the playoffs. That's hilarious. We got a monster. Mike, Big L, anything y'all feel like we need to hit on that we haven't touched?
I mean, there's a lot we haven't touched, and some things we don't want to know if we want to touch, but.
Yeah, I get suggestions a lot. I'm not sure if I want to hit on them or not.
Should do a show called Suggestions and just go through the list.
These are my suggestions.
These are my suggestions.
One idea was polygamy.
Polygamy?
Polygamy.
It's in the Bible.
Another idea was gays in the church.
Gays in the church.
I've gotten a lot of requests. I just haven't ran them by y'all because I'm.
We should
not
have
sure
a hard time finding a guest for that.
There you go. I mean, but you know, some of the topics I get, I would rather have a guest on who knows a lot about it. You know what I mean? And
shouldn't have a problem.
Some subjects, you know, it's kind of hard to find an expert. So, but yeah, we getting there. But yeah, please send us your ideas. I'm
telling you, they out there. They out there. Expert. Professor. All right, y'all. It's been a great time. We were a little serious, a whole lot of silly. It's been a great time. I say it all the time. And, we had a rough 2022, especially my life, Second Baptist. And we all have stuff we're going through in life. And I really do believe laughter is good medicine.
Absolutely.
So I really do. And this whole journey we've been on, Pastor Jeff and I, it's been good for our hearts. I know.
I absolutely love it.
And I
wait for it.
Yeah. And I know, listen, we know you're out there. The thing that will get us canceled. Listen.
We have talked about it a little bit.
Just about anything at this point. My last comment would probably get us canceled. Truth be told, I just said like three things. to the lurkers out there, because they're out there. I like to address them.
All right, go ahead, address them.
Hey, Bishop. Apostle. Prophet.
Evangelist.
We know you're at home laughing, and we are grateful to give you some relief while you're probably also judging us.
Absolutely.
Probably also judging us.
I like what they do. I would never do it myself.
And you would never preach it in my church.
Just calm down. Take the collar off. Relax,
take
man.
The collar off.
Just be you.
Be you.
That's all we ask.
We're out here making a fool of ourselves, not you.
We love it.
It's us. So this keeps us going. I just noticed that Jeff's sweater is nicer than mine. And I'm feeling some kind of way about it. I need to step my game up. I'm going to get one of them old shiny puffy vests. Hey,
he washed that mug so much. Hey,
I had to put the string back in like four times. With like some toothpicks.
Hey, he got the Superman emblem.
It says Pastor Jeff and Pastor Bob.
Oh my God.
All right, y'all. Take care. Have a great week. Enjoy it. I'm going to wrap myself up in this banner.
You got the toddler hoodie.
Big L said I got the toddler hoodie. Big L ordered mine from Baby Gap. That ain't right, man. He ordered mine from Children's Place.
It looked like he got a sweatshirt inside.
I quit, y'all. I'm out. Hit the outro before I start cussing, Mike. Hurry up. Get out of here. Y'all take care. Have a great night. Y'all the worst.
That was a great ending.